Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
What's up, world? Y'all hear that bass? What's going on? What's up, ATL? I'm not shouting out everybody individually tonight, because you know what? Shouts out to Viking. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. Be well, world. Guess what? They told me yesterday that I was even more now of a beautiful nightmare. It is what it is. It's going down tonight. We got Fat Iron on the check-in. We're going to bring her in and let her say what's going on. And then we're going to start my birthday. So I got a lot of birthdays today. I'm talking about there's a party going on tonight. You know what I'm saying? Fat, tell them what's up. Do I need to write you up this early in the show?
Can you hear me?
Hell yeah, I can hear you. What the hell wrong with you?
Hey, I didn't think you heard me. I said, what's up, world?
Step away from the fucking blunt. Step away from the blunt. Can you say pencil and paper at 9:03? Tell me what's up to the people, man. I'm so sick of this shit. See, this is the shit I be talking about. Do you need to go straight to in school? How you know what? Already early in the motherfucking show. Die, ho. Did that clear your goddamn ears?
Yeah, it did.
You know what? I'm going to need you to respect yourself right now. Because we got a long night that I want to start with these birthdays. Do you have any birthdays today?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you never do. So, yeah, you know what, y'all? Your friend don't give a fuck about you because we got some of the same friends. And some of them did have birthdays today. But you think she going to tell y'all her birthday? Hell no. But let Lady Libra do it. She make sure she tell everybody her birthday. I'm not so evil after all. Often being referred to as the devil. Now you going to say something to the people before I start my birthdays?
You talking to me?
You know what? let me start out with the birthdays. From Tag, Antonio M., Christopher P., Derek, hey, shout out to Vicodin. M., okay, J., last name R., okay, Facebook, Caesar Green, Christopher Franklin, William Caesar, that's like his first name two times. And then on my micro space, moco space, we got Snoopy 76. Happy birthday from Maryland. He clapped it today for me. I don't know y'all like this. Okay, world. Now I'm going to the women. Happy birthday to my homegirl, Angela Braswell. What's going on, Angela? Happy birthday, boo. Laquita, Miss Ann Booker. Natasha, Libra Diva Johnson. Nikita Favors Dixon. And Tiffany Owens. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. The Showstopper Edition. I got one of my, you know what, y'all didn't know this, but, you know, I don't tell y'all everything about me. I keep secrets, you know what I'm saying? But I got a homeboy that's over here whose birthday is today.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give him a special birthday, and then I'm going to play Madeline T. Kless rendition of Happy Birthday one more time because my dog is here.
Yeah.
Happy blunt. The Viking. Excuse me. It was Vicodin. And we're going to start this motherfucking show off, but I'm already, well, I'm okay with the time, okay. Okay, I'm straight. So anyway, we're going to get this motherfucker started because, you know, we got a hot topic night. And Swerve G is already on the check-in. So, Swerve on the one time.
Hot Top Radio.
Hold on, wait a minute. Should I say
happy birthday? Hello?
Oh, you didn't know the mic was on?
Yeah. Good morning, Hot Talk Radio.
Do you have on clothes? Or are you sitting there with your dick in your hand as usual?
I'll let you take a sneak peek on Thursday, which is today.
My motherfucker, get down! I'm flying!
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been going ahead and introduce these people because it's a birthday and everything, you know, and it's a big day because guess what? She's a motherfucking Libra.
Hey.
Libra, stand the fuck up. And don't sit down until the show go off. Y'all heard me.
Stand up, huh?
So, you know what I'm saying? All I can say is, I'm going to introduce my peoples, and then I'm going to do the, my stomach hurt, y'all, excuse me. Then I'm going to do the Happy Birthday rendition one more time. Can you say me, motherfucker? Are you in there?
I don't give a fuck.
I know you don't. You want to be rolled up. You came on tonight to get rolled up.
That's cool.
You right. But ATL, world,
yep.
United States,
yep.
High Tall Land, that's the whole goddamn world. Excuse me, I could just say that and been done with announcing everybody. Like I told you, yes, I want to go on High Tall Radio, move to the fucking sun because that's the last place I'm going to take over, okay? By the time I get there, you'll be burning up. You won't know the difference. So hi, all. Let's proceed. We got in the motherfucking studio live tonight from Riverdale, Atlanta. Wherever you want us to motherfucking be, that's where we at. We got DJ Gabby, the motherfucking gift. And take that motherfucker out of it, please. Gabby, the gift. In the motherfucking house tonight. And it's his birthday. So you know what, y'all?
My dog birthday. It's my dog birthday. By the blood, let's get crossed.
You such a motherfucking hater. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna go ahead and sing happy birthday to him because you know what? It's the first day of the official.
That's right.
Official. Libra goddamn. See, that means all month long, Libra. Show your motherfucking ass.
That's
if I
right.
find out you didn't, Lady Libra's going to write you the fuck up. You know
right.
how I do it. Shut the hell up,
season.
Shut
Libra,
the hell up.
October.
You know what? There you go. Mute, punkin. See, you got to remember, when Lady Libra's speaking about the Libra season, what I say goes. Oh, yeah, that's every day, but I'm just saying, even more so in the Libra season. You know what I'm saying? So, happy birthday to my peoples, DJ Gabby, the damn gift. And you know what? That's a sneak peek Thursday. Y'all already know how the topics go down here at Hot Top Radio, so don't act surprised. I know you want to do what the fuck I mean by a sneak peek Thursday. Well, let's read and find the fuck out. Everyone in the whole entire world can relate to this topic in one way or another. This is why HDR is the hottest thing smoking from the sheep to the motherfucking streets. We are reality at its best. Catch, to surprise in some act. Topic, have you ever been caught with your pants down, literally? What was the result of getting caught? Which is better, planned or sneaky spontaneous sex? Where are some of the best places for you to be sneaky and freaky? Have you ever caught someone being sneaky and freaky? Have your parents / kids ever caught you in the act? Did getting caught stop you from sneaking? Have you ever got caught by your significant other while in the act of cheating? Hey, what was that outcome? All right, world, we lay it out for you to replay it out. Ride or die. Let's go. And for those that's new, ride is reaching to dreams every day or die, dig into fucking excuses. The choice is yours. Now, this is an interesting topic. Juicy, tell them what's going on. You on the check-in early?
Hi, Pod Radio.
It's something in your throat. It's something in your motherfucking throat.
Funny you should mention that.
Right. It's pretty
you know
bad.
What? You
so I have to talk.
Okay,
go
it's
ahead.
Something in your
go
throat.
Ahead,
the answer, shut up.
Ahead,
the question is yes. The answer is yes or no. Juicy, it's no. Something in your throat. Yes or no?
All the time.
All right, that's my
right.
Girl. Mama taught you well, boo-boo. Mama taught you well.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Yeah, tell the world, hey.
Hey, world.
There
hey
you go.
Girl.
Shut up, word. You want to
have some drinks.
So, Word, Juicy, I got this situation I want to tell y'all about. So, one time I was dating this guy back in, you know, like, 70s, and we was dating, and I know y'all wondering how I was able to date somebody in the 70s that I wasn't even born in. Trust me, I've been here before. And if those of you all that know me know that's for real. So, however, now, he was just like, you know, I didn't just start being a female player the whole wide world overnight. So this shit been in me since day one. So what happened was, he was like, come up to me one day, you know, we were just walking and talking and shit. And he, you know, he was just telling me he had missed me so much. And I'm like, oh, baby, that's so sweet of you. And next thing you know, this motherfucker going to a whole day of how he don't follow me. We'll be right back.
baby. How you doing? Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate in the stove waiting for you. Listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? You miss me? You did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much I followed you today. That's right. Now close your mouth, cause you cold busted. That's right, now sit down here. Sit down here, so upset with you, don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. We're about to jammy and flat blast both of you. I ain't want to mess up this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill. That's right. Chill. Then I went to the bank. Took out every dime. And then I went and canceled all those credit cards. Yeah. All your charge counts. Yeah. I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah. That's right. Everything. Everything. Fly with me. No, don't go looking in that closet, because you ain't got nothing in there. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about, huh? What are you trying to prove, huh? This was a juice. I gave you a silk suit, Gucci handbag, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice, because you're still young. That's right, you're still young. I hope you learned a valuable lesson from all this. You know, I'm gonna find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, you know what you gotta do? You gotta get on out of here with that Alley Cat coat wearing, hush puppy shoe wearing, crumb cake I saw you with. Cause you just dismissed. That's right. Silly rabbit tricks are made for kids, but you know that? You without me like cornflake without the milk. My world, you just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Now get on out of here. Don't touch that coat.
Damn, y'all. And he turned around, and after he did that, put it into a fucking song, and he still getting paid out the shit, and I got to play it. Y'all have just witnessed the fucking birth of Showstopper. That was Showstopper he saw me with. And you know what? See, I only want to tell y'all all these things about me, because they're going to do them and make y'all just be like, oh, Lady Libra, she's such a super bitch. Super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. The rest of y'all motherfuckers need to unleash the bitch in you. Now, we got DJ Pimper Sweet on the ones and twos, Dr. Juicy, Swerve on Lane to Lane, this motherfucker, my homegirl L, and DJ Gabby the Gift, all on this sneak a peek Thursday. Swerve on.
Let's see.
Juicy, what's going on?
Hey, baby. Cheers.
All right. All right, you ain't delayed right this moment.
Let's toot it up. What's happening, baby?
Pimpin'.
What's happening?
Well, you know, when we finna start off, we're going to open up this topic, and we got guests in the house. It's going to be a wild fucking night, you know what I'm saying? As usual. Y'all should be used to this. Don't be afraid. I'm a professional. Okay? Now, shut up. I'm going to let, which one of y'all going to speak into the mic first? Spit on it, speak on it, it don't matter. If he going to speak, you give it to him. Ladies can only speak.
Yeah.
Guys should know how to speak. Who speak?
Y'all not getting any feedback, are you?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of.
You know what? You just old motherfucking ragged ass hater. You know, you just old ragged ass hater. You ragged with that shit. But you know what? I'm not going to let it bother me tonight, because you know it's a hot night. And you know what? You just want to sneak a peek. That's all that's wrong with you. If y'all go to www.ladylibrawhistlelips.com, you will be able to get a sneak and a fucking peek. Where is Polo? Polo, can you say suspension? And this time it's going to be 2 days. No visitations from me. You're going to be cut the fuck off completely. Now, I want to ask shout out to Showstopper. Shout out them down APL Diamonds. BBL.
APL Diamonds on these nuts.
Shout out DJ Gabby the Kill. Gabby, I want to know, have you ever got caught in the act with your pants down? And I'm talking about literally.
Not while in Atlanta.
Well, what state was it in then?
We don't need that one there like that.
No, we're talking radio. We don't keep secrets here. We're one big happy family. We are the world. We are one big happy family. Now tell, and tell a lie. Come on. The doctors want to know.
It happened a few times, but, you know, they kept it to themselves.
Who kept it to themselves? The police? I mean, were you called?
No, public.
Who caught you?
Youngin.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And that, you know what? That is so... I feel y'all have been caught by that church. God damn it. Let's get this motherfucking started. Oh, my God. Are y'all serious?
I had to tip your ties.
They know when they run up in there. They do. It's like a radar, seriously.
Are you serious?
Yes, they know. They know when to come and just like, ooh, you know, somebody's getting it on. I got to run and stop it. Seriously. They have a radar. No kidding.
Oh, hell no.
They're running ties. What a time.
I need to make them tired, put them in sleep so you can get your groove on. No
candy after 8.
For real? I've never had any little kids like that.
I know. Swerve, you had to have that experience. I know I don't know.
Swerve. The little baby came in and
No, I ain't got but one son, you know what I'm saying? And I had to keep it all the way G with him from the beginning, so I ain't even wait for him to fall asleep. When he was a baby, he used to sleep in the bed with me and my son, mama, you know what I'm saying? So I let her know from the real, this is how you get it in, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell no, nigga. That's fucked up.
Wasn't no sneak. Ain't no fucked up, nigga. This is how it's supposed to go down. A nigga beating down a female. Not nigga on nigga, you know what I'm saying? None of that shit, nigga. This is what happened. This is how you got here.
Oh, my goodness. You know what's worse? Can you say, check your fucking inbox? Yeah.
Nah,
you know what you're thinking about.
I've been on the other end, though. I done caught my daddy riding out, though. He thought he was slick. You know what I'm saying? He's a G.
Damn. That's some weird shit. And you know,
nah,
things are bad.
Was,
it was
that
all
was cool.
It's a little YouTube video that has a little girl describing what she saw her mom and dad doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, the little girl. I'm gonna see if I can get it to play. If I can't get it to play, I'm gonna go post it on Hot Talk Radio's fan page, and then you go to the fan page, the like page, whatever some of y'all like to call it, and you can see the little video if you haven't heard it. You know, but it's pretty popular, so I think everybody heard it because it moves very fucking quick. Because she plays the goddamn picture to the different tones, and and then she say, "Daddy scream like a girl, mommy scream like a girl." Like, what the fuck was y'all getting? Because that was some good damn. Damn it. Let me see if I can get the play.
Just like the girl, did Drago.
What the hell are you doing?
Shut up.
Semi retarded.
It's so hilarious.
Wow. That was hilarious.
Oh, man.
So, all I can say is, Nate, should they sleep?
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Just make sure they damn sleep. I mean, that is, like, really the craziest shit I've heard in my life. I mean, the fact is, I caught my mama one time. And I've never been the same since then.
Oh, my goodness.
My mama was a freak. I just playing. No, she's not.
Yeah, you gotta think
so. No. I mean, I was so terrified because they saw me go to the bathroom, so they knew I had a phone. So they was trying to pee to see if I was too. I was like, don't worry, I won't be moving. I mean, I had to pee in the bed about knowing I was going to see that. You know what I'm saying? And in that case, you know, whatever you're sneaking and doing, I don't care what it is, whether it's sneaking or being sneaky or freaky, whatever you're doing, sneaking and selling dope, sneaking and selling pussy, whatever the fuck you're doing, just don't get fucking caught.
Driver's license, registration, please. Hey, what's up, sir? Sir, could you please step out the car?
Oh, not a problem, officer. It's all good. I'm just... You know what I'm saying? Come from dropping my little boy off at my baby mama house, you know, on the way in, you know. Look at my license right here. Okay.
Trunk full of Yola, his situation. Flashlight in my eyes, he want my registration. Shit, I say, shit, I run. Got hard, got soft, got pills, got guns. My driver's license is revoked. Just got done burning, so I know he smell the smoke. But never let him see his sweat. Cause if he search a trunk, he might find a check. Or a bag full of O's wrapped in duct tape, nigga between some dirty ass clothes. But I talked to him the right way. He told me slow it down and have a nice day. You can do your thing, shawty. It's okay to floss, but it's still one rule, player. Don't keep going. Everything you gained, dog, and everything you lost. But it's still one rule, pimpin'. Don't keep going. Every hoe you hit, dog, and every hoe you toss, cause it's still one rule, player. Don't get caught. You can ride clean, shawty, you ain't gotta walk, but it's still one rule, player. Hey, don't get caught. Some niggas raw, some niggas slain, some niggas stack, some niggas bang. But I congratulate, not player hate. You in the streets, pimpin', make your move, get your cake. Fuck what you heard through the grapevine. You got a line, nigga, I'm a straight mind. And I don't believe in wasting time. We'll catch them hoes later. Stay on your grind. Got a low tolerance for ignorance. You thinking pleasure, I'm thinking business. The streets didn't raise no fool. When you live by the code, nigga, it's only one rule. You can do your thing, shawty. It's okay to floss, but it's still one rule, player.
Don't keep calling.
Everything you gained, dog, and everything you lost, but it's still one rule, pimpin'.
Don't keep calling.
Every hole you hit, dog, and every hole you toss, cause it's still one rule, player.
Don't keep calling.
You can ride clean, shawty, you ain't gotta walk, but it's still one rule, player.
Don't keep calling.
Got the phone call, had a funny feeling, told him everything was cool, that I was chilling. We used to chill out and smoke blunts, and I ain't seen him in a while, maybe a couple months. Said he wanted to holler, he seemed anxious. First thing on my mind is go and get the stainless. Make his folks pay a ransom about him. On that bullshit, make a good example out of him. This nigga hot, he on fire. I hope his ass ain't wearing no wires. No, dawg, he bullshit. Say this partner set him up. The nigga snitch. You can do your thing, shawty. It's okay to floss, but it's still one rule, player.
Don't keep calling.
Everything you gained, dawg, and everything you lost, but it's still one rule, pimpin'.
Don't keep calling.
Every hole you hit, dawg, and every hole you toss, cause it's still one rule, player.
Don't keep calling.
You can ride clean, shawty. You ain't gotta walk, but it's still one rule, player.
Don't keep calling.
You can do your thing, shawty. It's okay to floss, but it's still one rule, player.
Don't keep calling.
Everything you gained, dawg, and everything you lost, but it's still one rule, pimpin'.
Don't keep calling.
Every hole you hit, dawg, and every hole you toss, cause it's still one rule, player.
Don't keep calling.
You can ride clean, shawty. You ain't gotta walk, but it's still one rule, player.
Don't keep calling.
Hey, just leave in the building, nigga. Get it, nigga.
Well, we're back.
That's another Libra. Jesus.
You know, it's Libra season, and I need all the Libras to take off their clothes right the fuck now.
Don't get cold.
Just take your clothes off and let them know why you are fucking Libra, because you are airtight and you fucking free. We're air. You can't control air. You can't do shit with the damn wind. But go with it or get knocked the hell over.
Hello.
So all Libras get naked. Y'all know I don't know what panties or clothes when I do the show. So y'all already know what it is. I'm sorry, L. I didn't mean to expose you like this, but, you know, welcome to High Tower Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you not like that. Yeah, honey. No,
I'm sorry. I just want to know, have you all been caught or have you caught?
You know, right now, I can't say. I got to let my man talk, you know. I gotta let him talk. He's not really flowing right now. I'm a little caught off, but I
get that. Oh, my God. Did I start being naked?
Oh, I'm getting a child. Let me just turn away.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know what? This shit is only for the fellas. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a bit much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, it's a bit damn much.
But, hey, I understand. Look, embrace your beauty, honey. Embrace it. Hey, I do.
So, Gabby, you say, now, you got caught by your parents, no, by the kids.
By the kids, yeah.
Okay, so have you ever gotten caught by your parents? Have you ever got caught in the act of cheating?
I'm caught me. Well, I don't.
There you go. Good answer.
You know what?
Yeah, watch Lady Libra. She'll try to set your ass up.
Roast the fuck up. Can you say right 100 times I will behave while on air?
We're taking applications for birthday sex right now. Please call in.
You know what? He just roast the fuck up tonight.
Yeah.
I can't.
Water hose, please. Water hose.
It's his birthday, y'all. He's a motherfucking male Libra. I told y'all I don't fuck with male Libra. I wake up every day praying that I can be another sign. So y'all already know what time it is. Just imagine me times 10. Are you serious?
Oh, man.
Are you fucking serious?
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? So like I said, in the fucking past.
Okay, shout out
to the L. Yeah.
Mel's in jail right now, you know what I'm saying? Lil Weezy. Yeah. They both Libras, you know what I mean? They gotta do they bid, you know, but you know, they being held down. Put your L's in the air, all right?
Now I'm back. I need to know if Swerve Juice is sweet, and if y'all have been through the same thing that DJ Gabby the Gift just said he had been through. Parents?
I ain't been caught with my motherfucking pants down. I haven't caught my pants down, but I've been caught with the bottoms up. You know what I'm saying?
You haven't been caught while you had your hands on yourself?
Hell no, man. I ain't got no reason to touch myself. All these goddamn females out here want to fuck.
You know what? I just don't understand you sometimes.
You know what I'm saying? I get on the plane and I'm the only nigga asking for a blanket so she could jack me off on that motherfucker.
Are
man,
you serious?
90 degrees on that motherfucker. Give me a blanket. Don't worry about why. Just give me a damn blanket.
I don't believe you.
Might as well.
You mean to tell me that you've never touched yourself?
Well, I got to touch myself to use the bathroom, you know what I'm saying?
Use the bathroom?
I use the bathroom for you later so you can hear it.
What's going on, Dr. N.O.? I know you don't call somebody up being caught.
Hell yeah, I've been caught. Shit, I almost went to jail.
You lying, you almost went to jail.
Yeah, City Paul.
Juice and Sweet?
93.
Yeah. Get your dick out her mouth and start fucking talking.
Y'all have no players like me. We always getting caught, man, you know what I mean? Gonna be right before I get caught.
You know, I know this dude. This shit here was so fucking embarrassing. But I know this dude that got caught by his mama. You already know what he was doing. She called him one-handed.
Honey, are you in there?
I'm busy right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Mommy came in and she called me one-handed, dreaming about the girl next door. Picture this, I was looking at Kirk and should have locked the bedroom door. How could I get caught while I was picking up a pound of beef? All this time she was standing there, unpolishing my good friend Pete.
When you are a young man, you need a little thriller. Keep a dirty magazine underneath your pillow. You never admit when you tenderize your steak, or when you've been resting with a one-eyed snake.
A box of Kleenex on the counter.
I was in deep.
A tube of lotion on the sofa.
To beat my meat.
Hear my breathing getting louder.
I was in deep.
All of a sudden it was over. Mommy came in and she called me one-handed, looking for the unicorn. Picture this, I had roped that pony, had a minute of a war. How could I be casual while the general salutes my feet? And the bishop, he was standing there, shivering black as he. Can you tell that I'm embarrassed for the shame that I caused? So that purple-headed warrior will have to be flawed.
When you start simulating your little fella, you're smoking that bat like a young Lupinella. You'll never get a real woman, ain't no way. But you can play joking with the chicken all day.
Mommy came in and she called me one-handed, dreaming about the girl next door. Picture this, I was working that cook and should have locked the bedroom door. How could I get caught while I was picking up a pound of meat? All this time she was standing there, I'm polishing my good friend Pete.
How about the Vikings? It is what it is. Y'all, I know y'all didn't think that was going to be all fighting much longer than a day. Oh, no, nah, my people came through last night. You already know what time it is.
live from the ATL. Reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday. Then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday. Same time every day. 9 to 11. We are doing it. Big 15. Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Now y'all know why it's so hot over here, because this is Hot Talk Radio. All Libras, if you don't put your clothes back on, you roped the fuck up. And you know I know everything. I can see all of y'all individually, so I know who put their clothes back on. Check your mailbox, because it's a write-up coming. Now, Dr. N.O., Dr. Sweet, Dr. Juicy, Dr. Swerve going lane on his motherfucking ass shit in the house with DJ Gabby, the motherfucking gift. Take motherfucking out of it, please. Please take motherfucking out of it, because you know you'll be sitting up trying to Google him, typing in motherfucking, then write me because you can't find it. I ain't going to be accused of every damn thing. And shout out to the Latino that cussed me out in Spanish. I'm still trying to figure out what you said. Y'all, but
yeah.
I'm still upset about that, cuz. How you going to cuss me out about somebody that I don't even know like that?
Man, you goddamn, you need to be cussing that nigga out for motherfucking not following instructions, man, by not letting folks call you and shit, man. That's on that.
You know what I'm saying? So So what you saying is, since he was a third-string quarterback, wasn't even in the game, he don't get in the game now, is what you're saying.
Yeah. No, that nigga does. That nigga don't know his role, man, by goddamn not. He was supposed to let nobody goddamn get in his phone anyway, even if he's supposed to put that in check anyway. Start my motherfucking phone, man.
Right.
And the guy
Yeah,
cuz.
Yeah.
That headphone.
And if she called up my phone again, cuz, this is what I'm going to give him. Hey, cuz. You know, it's going to be Lebanon bombs and everything, cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah. And you keeping a beauty queen the fuck up.
But see, the thing is, you need her next time she calls you, man. You just tell her, man, that you're not the problem, man. You know what I'm saying? She needs to take that up with him, man. You know what I'm saying? He's right. Solution to that problem, man. You're not the one. You know what I mean?
All right. That's what I told her, bro. That's exactly what I told her. Did she call 15 more times?
Did she call 15 more times?
Yeah, I'm like, you stop. What do you mean? You know what I got? She's going, I got other niggas laying here. Want to know what the fuck going on? You know I'm a female player in the whole wide world. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, you know, you told me that everybody supposed to think they're the only one. He was starting to get suspicious that he wasn't, girl.
And I'm what is happening to motherfucking cutter butters anyway, man? You know what I'm saying? Why niggas just can't be cutter butters no more, man? Just keep it cool.
Good man, fuck.
That's it.
Good man for cut up.
I'm talking about for real, man. Nigga just can't go down, just drop one out, man, and keep it moving, man, because everybody needs service, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, cuz. That's language. All the motherfuckers, two players like me and my cousin. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Untuneful on there. I'm PM Entertainment.
I would let me know that I can do it, though, cuz by getting caught, man. You know what I'm saying? It took me a number of times to get caught to let me know that it was all good for me to do what I can do. So, you know what I mean? As long as the niggas just keep it real, man, at the end of the day, man, you can do what you want to do, man. You ain't got to hide and sneak in that, especially while we're grown now. Well, we was young. I understand the sneaky shit and not want to hurt nobody's feelings, but now that we're grown, man, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I can do what I want to do, man. I don't care.
That's what you should have told her, cuz.
Everybody can't do it like that, man.
All the real boxers can do it like that.
Say, sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to have to start taxing for all that knowledge you drop now. You got to start taxing them, bitch. You got to start putting the charge on them. You're putting too much game out, you know what I mean? The game is
going
to be sold.
Carl, hold on, Carl. Wait a damn minute. Let me fix this situation right down now. Now. Mute is your ass, motherfucker, because you don't tell us we are here to save the world one show at a motherfucking time. And I told y'all, when Obama called in on this motherfucker, that's when we might take a consideration on what we're doing. But until then, we shall save these dumb motherfuckers, because guess what? If we don't tell them the truth, who the fuck will? Like I said, this income tax don't go by no flat TV. I don't even watch TV. Fuck, I need a flat one for. Damn. Now, how N.O. gonna tell somebody that you can't drop knowledge? You go right ahead, cuz N.O. wrote up.
See what I'm saying? See, that's why the world's so messed up, because, you know, like he said, only real bosses can do that. You know, and people who ain't got the capability to do those kind of things, you know what I mean? They fuck the game up for everybody else, you know what I mean? So, say that again.
That's right, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because first and foremost, you got to know your role. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know your role, man, you can't play no game in the first place.
Okay, Carl. You back on the good side of the board. Keep going. Juicy, take off your motherfucking mouth and talk. And just know that the rest of the co-hosts are roast the fuck up.
That's the real talk. Like Sweet say, you know what I mean? You just got to know your role, you know what I mean? So once you learn how to play your role, you know what I mean, and start trying to be the superstar, when you're not a superstar, you dig? You know what I mean? If your role is just to pay the bills, then that's what you do. But if your role is just to give her some dick when she needs some dick, then that's your job. You know what I mean? But when you start trying to pay all the other shit today, then that's when the problems come in, you heard me? So, you know what I mean? Like DJ Sweet said, once again, I'm going to put a stamp on that. You know what I mean? You just got to know your role and play your role. Stay in your lane, you heard me? Don't do like swerve and swerve from lane to lane.
Everybody's
can't.
You know what I mean? Everybody capable of doing that today. You got to be a specialist in order to do that, you feel me? So,
for the listeners, in the event that you desire to say something, please press the number 1. That will let me know that you desire to speak, and you will be included into the conversation. Until then, shout out to motherfucking Viking and happy listening. Proceed.
That's how I learned how to play my hoes, man. You know what I'm saying? I got so used to fucking with hoes who ain't cat that a nigga didn't have a girlfriend and shit. You know what I'm saying? They just want to get theirs in. So, you know, it kind of like elevated me a little bit. The motherfucker just said, okay, well, I just need me a final 5 minute roster full of them. You know what I mean? That's how I got them. That's my inspiration.
Hey, I know all y'all
wrong, because
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck they got to do with sneaking a
beat. I'm trying to tell you ain't got to sneak. I'm trying to tell the real bosses, man, we ain't got to sneak, man. Everybody should know about everybody that made, man. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing.
Okay, Carl, you just got to promote this. I like
what's
how you just fucking pound in the cabin, it don't even make sense.
What you're doing is we're getting them a sneak peek at
the
game.
No, man, you need to stop sneaking, man. When you're sneaking, man, you're being fake. You know what I'm saying? And some of them real niggas can't be fake. So at the end of the day, man, you know what I mean? Just go ahead and keep it real at the end of the day. You got to do what you do. If she gonna be gone because you're fucking with another hoe, then so be it, man. Keep that shit moving, man. There's plenty of hoes down here, man, especially in Atlanta anyway, man. Yeah.
Hey, Carl, I'm going to tell you what I think it is, and I'm going to see if DJ Gabby McGill agrees with me. However, I think that they knew. But they've been stalking me, and they've been listening to the show, and they felt like this bitch is, you know, phenomenal, and I'm really envious, but I'm going to let this bitch know, because I don't think she know I exist, but I'm going to let her know that I exist, so that way she'll know I exist. Like, that means I have to use a Jane Doe, bitch. Nobody knows who the fuck you are.
True.
And do I need to say that shit in Spanish? You can understand me?
Put your M's in the air.
Because I'm just saying, you wanted somebody to know. You knew what time it was. You have been sitting and stalking, but when you heard him make a comment
Because that been nobody I fought with had nothing else unless your position is number 2,000, and then I'll allow you to see other bitches because you can't get to me. You decided what she said. They better not have nobody else. I'm finna show her that I exist. That's all that was. Because guess what? Shout out to Showstopper. Man, I got sidetracked. Shout out to Viking. However, not cool. I don't call people's phone. You would never see a lady leave a sweat over nothing. Sneaking or peeking in nobody's phone. None of that. Sneaking and peeking in their wallet. Sneaking and peeking on their email. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something, though. If you're going to do all that for the immature people like that, you know what I'm saying? The immature people, you sneaking through folks' phones, you checking folks' messages and shit. What y'all need to do is just keep that shit in your pocket, man. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, don't let the nigga know that you got some leverage on the nigga or whatever the case may be. Keep that shit in your pocket.
Pizza club,
do what
pizza
you
club.
Do on the side. And then, motherfucker, keep that shit moving, man.
Yeah.
That was
the best
for you to do, man.
Okay. Even if you know something, shut the fuck up about it.
I wasn't even saying nothing. When I was doing it, bro, back in the day, bro, I ain't even saying nothing. That just gave me the green light to go ahead and just go and step on over here a minute. You know what I mean? I'm still going to fuck with you, no hard feelings, but at the end of the day, I can keep it moving too. So, you know what I mean? Keep that shit to yourself, man, and keep it moving, man.
I hope you heard that, super witch. Let me make sure I get your acronyms. For those that's just tuning in, make sure you go join Hot Top Radio's new page we just added yesterday. Along with super bitches, we got stupid witches. That's a slow, timid, unattractive, plain, insecure, dingy witches of the world. And as N.O. would say, don't be too shy to join that motherfucker.
If you know what they do, that's you, baby. Be proud of who you are.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, no, hey, why the fuck you ashamed? Ain't nothing to be ashamed of. You are who you fucking are. I'm a lame ass bitch gonna lose sleep about another hoe. The nigga laying there with you. Sneak
right.
His dick in your mouth, bitch. That's what you do. Keep
right.
His dick
and
in your mouth.
That's what makes it even more confusing, man, that the nigga is right there with her, Charlie. The niggas, y'all game time in, man. What the fuck is she goddamn taking game time away from that? The motherfucking call you off some drama shit, man. Get that
intuition out of
here, man.
And I'm a lady motherfucker. Me to be acting like I'm some unknown hoe.
I can't stand immature bitches.
That's a stupid witch. Don't you call her that?
That's the motherfucking problem when you let the broad put you to sleep instead of you putting in work, putting her to bed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Well, I swear, hold up. If it wasn't my person, he wasn't going to fuck down like that. That ain't what he wanted to be fucking. You know what I'm saying? Some people have situations. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you got a situation that you got to deal with till, you know what I'm saying? So, the other times come about, hey, it is what it is. But when you up in the situation, you really want
to
be in, you can't put it to sleep.
Man, he definitely supposed to have been beating it down. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to have been beating that up for sure.
How you going to beat something down with what you want?
Beat it up anyway. You gonna take the time to get in there. Take the time to beat it up.
But at the end of the day, but it's hard. But hard at the end of the day because he's able to be able to maneuver and be around his other folks. You know what I'm saying? So I credit him for being able to do that. But at the end of the day, you got them bosses can't be slipping like that, man. You always got to stay on top of your game, man. You know what I mean? You got to get there cover all angles, man, when you're playing that shit, bro. You know what I mean?
Well, you understand that he might not be able to perform like he normally would because it ain't his person no more. But however, he still made sure that phone wasn't touched.
But see, at the end of the day, he's supposed to have been able to put it down so good to the point where she wasn't then supposed to be steadying you.
That was right. Don't put it down for shit. You don't really want to put it down on no more. Wait a damn minute. We see off topic. Everybody woke the fuck up.
You know what? You know what I mean? Lady Leave, you know what I mean? With my two little bitches, you know what I mean? When they find out about each other, you know what I mean? I really don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, I really don't have no power, you know what I mean, because I'm going to hit a little whine for now and then, you know what I mean, then I fuck it, then it's all over with you, dig? You know what I mean? And it's just like a recycle, you know what I mean? When she find out or she see something or done heard something, you know what I mean? I got to hit her, let her know, I let that shit go through one end out the other, yeah. You know what I mean? I let her get her ego on and I handle my business, then we have no more power, you dig? So, you know what I mean? If he'd have been handling this business like he should have been handling, you know what I mean? He would have never had no power, you know what I mean? So
that's all, like, that's all I've been saying.
You know what?
Look, people out. Just like, you know, DJ Sweet said, you know what I mean? You got to have a plan, but you also got to have a plan for that plan and a plan for that plan and a plan for that plan, you dig?
Already, before you even start playing, you got to already know your situation,
right,
man. You got to have a play call for every situation, man.
That's right. All
you feel just swerve lane to lane and don't give a fuck.
What?
That's what you do. You can just swerve lane to lane and don't give a fuck. Whatever company comes, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Get in the other lane.
Damn.
They close one lane down, get in the next one. You know what I'm saying? Keep that shit. I don't care if it's the emergency lane. Keep riding.
Keep riding.
Fuck a traffic jam.
You know, I used to date this other guy, right? And, you know, y'all know I've been a female player ever since I hit the earth. And, you know what I'm saying? He stopped because he knew all my friends, female friends, and he could just pretty much know my every move. But one of them motherfuckers caught me with this fine chocolate motherfucker. And then the story goes on.
Oh, man. This is dry.
It's 2 damn o'clock in the morning, where you been?
Baby, hit me, get my two-way, I was with my girlfriend.
You a lie, I called Keisha and Tanya and they were both at home.
But I didn't say them no.
But they're the only friends I know, girl, you better
wait before you get all upset, here's the truth.
Talk to me.
I was with my girl when she got some bad news.
Hey.
A man cheated, had her upset and confused.
But baby, what's that got to do? What you coming in at?
She asked me to stay with her.
Well, why didn't you ask? Just pick up the phone and call me.
I was gonna do that, but it slipped my mind. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, well, I got some for you. Tell me, what's her name?
Sharon.
Where does she live? Her man's name.
Billy.
She got kids.
I think one or two.
She got kids.
Baby, yes, no.
That's one thing I gotta know. How the hell is she a friend? If you don't know, pack your bags while you at it. Call a cab. It's obvious you're playing around. Go upstairs and get you out of here now.
Frank, please hear me out.
Ain't nothing to talk about.
I can explain everything.
Right now I want you out this house.
Baby, please, one more chance. Let me tell you where I've been. While you at it, call
y'all. Shout out to the motherfucking co-host in the damn building and shit, co-hosting and talking shit. And y'all don't even know who the fuck they are. You know what I'm saying? I barely do. Shout out to Showstopper. Oh, 38 Hot, Ride or Die, Schizo Production, the whole fucking night. Shout out to Polo the One. I don't know where the fuck he at, but you know what? We're going to just, you know, hope and pray he don't come in, because you know it's going to be all kind of well priced to his dick address tonight. You know how he do. However, I'm going to turn the mic over and let y'all meet DJ Gabby the Gift. Because I want to know what's up and what he got going on this Nigga Peak Thursday.
What up, people? First and foremost, it's my birthday, so leave us put the L up. If you ain't got an L, email an L, text an L. I don't know what the hell. Don't forget that part. L, some people got L's. You know how it leans to the left? You know, yeah, I got it. Yeah. But anyway, that's another subject. We sneaking peaks right now. Some of you lookers out there, you know, do what you do. Just don't get caught. That's right. Jeezy's a Libra. Matter of fact, I'm going to give a couple shout-outs to some fellow Librans. Shout-out to Shantae Lanae. You know what I'm saying? She's a fellow Libran. You know what I mean? Got soul, ENT, all that good stuff. My man J-Bo from Youngblood. He's a fellow Libran. You know what I'm saying?
J-Bo!
Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, we got a couple that y'all do know. You know T.I. And Lil Wazy. Russell Simmons. Jermaine Dupree. So many.
Yeah.
Will Smith. I mean, we go on and on.
Know
you know, I mean, don't forget the one that's dropping. Don't forget the one that's dropping the Libra Scale album. My man Neo. You know, India Irie. We can go on and on.
And don't forget Lady
Motherfucking Libra. That's right. Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Alright, so you know, pretty much, DJ Gabby the Gift is new in the A. You know, I'm a DJ / actor. You could probably see me on a few shows that might be up in y'all homes, or you might have went to YouTube and checked out and all that. Seasons 1 and 2 of the Dave Chappelle Show as an actor. World's Greatest Wars with Mos Def. That's season number 1. You know, we stuck in Air Force Ones and we started beefing and we had to work on all that. Yeah. So. Yeah, but crazy. Season number 2 was Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood Story. You know, Charlie Murphy, Eddie Murphy's brother. You know,
yeah,
that was about Prince playing ball,
yeah.
You know. Y'all can see me in a red leather pants and all that. Get up, you know, the fruity pick man, you know. Yeah, it's some real funny shit. But, yeah, my balls were sticking out in them tight-ass red pants. And, you know,
oh
it was hot.
Goodness.
It was hot for real, for real.
Right.
I was still getting my swerve on. Yo, swerve. I had on some tight-ass hot pants. Looking like a straight up bitch, but I still was getting my action. Couldn't get a hard on because the shit was too tight. But it was all good though. But they were trying to sneak a peek. You know, they wanted one of those strings to pop open.
Oh, okay. You know what? You
wrote
up. Fuck up.
No, but, you know, we in the A. You know, I moved out here from Charlotte. You know, I'm from New York. Pretty much, I got special events I'm doing. I got a matter of fact, I got a big, the biggest networking event in Atlanta, matter of fact. My man, Brandon Milch, who knows every motherfucking body who in the A, I don't care. I mean, Weezy Mama, okay? We spoke to Weezy Mama last month, all right? For real, for real. You know Weezy, you know, they holding him down. He be back. But Opera, that's right. Libra, put the L up. That's right. Damn shit. What the hell? I know it's about to go down. Boys, get Libras. It's hot. Opera. Thursday. No, the next Thursday. I'm bugging out. Must be that L. What we have? Kush? Was that Kush? Oh, damn. Okay. So, Opera. Next Wednesday. September the 29th. Yes. Brandon Milch. Biggest event. Okay. Networking in Atlanta. Y'all need to check that shit out. 5:30 to 9:30. Lil Jon is DJing the after party. Yeah, yeah. I'm bullshitting. Lil Jon, DJ in the after party. I bullshit you not. That's right. I'm telling you. Pop it. Shout out to the Rock City DJs. You know, that's the clique that I'm with my man, Benny Blanco. You know, Benny Blanco. Yeah. In these nuts.
Yeah.
Can you say wrote the fuck up?
Shit, y'all having technical difficulties. My man keep going in and out, you heard me? So I thought with my phone, you did. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Wrote the fuck up. Swerve, say something.
Huh?
What
part of it?
I'm telling you, you had technical difficulties.
You always
fucking technical difficulties.
Yeah.
What was that?
No, he ain't lying, man. He ain't lying, man. Y'all going in and out, man. We can't hit y'all, man. You know what I mean? For real shit. I got you, Eno, man. You know what I mean, man?
No doubt. She stay trying to write a nigga up, man.
Man, we supposed to get rolled up, man.
I'm going to take that. I can handle that, though.
Hold on. She's going to be out top 6. Oh, she's trying to write motherfuckers up on GP.
We supposed to get rolled up, though, girl.
I'll take that, though.
Supposed to get rolled up, car.
Yeah, I'll take that,
though.
I kept getting DR, so, you know, I kept getting DR, so there ain't no power, so I'll take that, you know, so.
Shout out to
my guy. I'll take
a DR. Yo, so you want to get rolled up because you want to have a document of the evaluations of every show, you know what I mean?
That's
so, you
right,
know, you got to
right.
Look good and bad, you know what I mean? Got to take
You know what? Only you motherfucker can make getting right up positive.
Yeah.
How the fuck can you write up on me positive? You left you in trouble, motherfucker.
That's the sign of Aquarius, man. We don't want never cool vibes. No, man, positive energy.
Are you going to make a big guy? I was not going to do it
yet. That's just the sign of Aquarius, man. You know, that's just how we do, man. We want to
make
everything cool.
Step away from the blood. Uh-oh, okay, so you're not got my pencil in my paper. Can you say Le Papier a la Craig fucking yacht? That's French. Does somebody say it in Spanish at all? We're going to understand what's being said. Shout out to Asia.
No doubt.
Shout out to the UK.
Yeah.
I keep it wet for y'all.
In BK.
Not just Showstopper. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Polo. Shout out to motherfucking Iraq. Hey, Nunca. Shout out to Eureka. The R&B Diva. Shout out to Macy at Diamond Swerve. Shout out to Diamond told me to tell you to call her.
I want to get the ATL Diamonds and the Super Bitches, man. I want y'all to come out to the Old Pool Palace, man, tomorrow night.
Can you say woke the fuck up?
I want y'all to come.
DJ Pimp and Sweet. DJ Pimp and Sweet. Are you talking about, how about the stupid witches? Now, the stupid bitches and the ATL Diamonds are not coming to no pool palace shit. Now, I can see the stupid witches over there.
Y'all can't come to the west side of part of the west side? God damn, Charlie, you know what I mean? I'm from the SWAT, but god damn, I'm part of with the west side too, man. You know what I mean? Want me no harm, we just kick it up a different way.
Keep on, you're going to be asshole.
You know what, sweet? No.
You think you had to play a ball, don't you?
You know,
you're the official host for the players' ball, aren't you?
Yeah, like I'm speaking for all the outcasts, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a bad name.
I can't say this no more. I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck any of this y'all talk about got to do with sneaking in a goddamn peak. Because guess what? I got caught by the police.
Hey, man, we're getting a machine.
I was in my car with my pussy for the first time in my life. We didn't even fuck. He was just eating my pussy, you know what I'm saying? And here come the motherfucking police. And then they going to try to stick their hand in the car to see if it was warm in there. I'm like, you want to fucking with me? Shit.
Like the cops.
I got caught by the phone.
You know that nigga playing back in the show. Hey, lady, please this shit out now. Me and my little lady friend back in the day, you know what I mean? We used to creep at night. Look, cause I can't say no name, you know what I mean? It's confidentiality. It did. But we used to always ride at night, you know what I mean? Just look for somewhere to fuck. It did. So
what?
One day we just pulled in this parking lot. And we fucking, the police ran up on us, and we was in a motherfucking church parking lot. Fuck. In a church parking lot, fucking, man. I don't ever get that. I think it's that. I ain't never got that. I always get whoop whoop. I don't get that. I get whoop whoop. That's all I get.
Oh, damn. They picking on you, you know.
Huh?
They picking on you.
I don't know if they're doing something, but shit, I was down in my business, though. I had on the top of the hood. Going at it.
Oh,
shit. In the church parking lot. In the church parking lot.
Next time I ain't
here
for a word of prayer.
Huh? What that?
I'm just saying. Now, goodbye, but word of prayer, because you crazy.
I ain't know no church parking lot, though. We ain't know.
You know what?
You ain't see the cross hanging up.
It was dark. We pulling up here. It was dark. We was looking for a dark spot. We can go fuck at. So it was dark in there. I just whipped in there. Boom. I went to work. I wasn't looking around trying to see where I'm at. So, you know what I mean? So.
That's why you just let her ride you while you driving. Fuck it. You go 2 miles
per hour. That's why your ass be going along the line.
I got time to stop in no parking lot. We got to keep this shit moving.
I tried that, but that ain't work. I tried that. That couldn't work. I can give me some head, you know what I mean?
That's the best thing. That's some good, you know, you got a real man. Cause if he can drive and get head, he a hell of a nigga. He's a hell of a nigga. Hey, I appreciate you, man. In school suspension, motherfucker.
No, that's what you're supposed to do, man. Get head on the highway, ride by the truckers, man, and get them a heart. They horn, man, while you can.
That's why I don't put 10 on my windows no more.
I want you to see me.
Hell no, swear. You know what? This shit don't make no goddamn sense. But you know what? One time, when I was married, you know what I'm saying? It was a situation. You know, it's always fun. I mean, I can't hear it. I'm sitting there playing the whole wide world. That's just what it is. Lately, we're coming to your motherfucking speaker. Now
your pussy still dry?
What?
Your pussy still dry?
What does that supposed to mean, Clark?
Are you talking about another time? Go ahead. My bad.
You know what? I'm on the pause right now. Now, let me proceed with what I was getting ready to do. And my husband came home and I had another nigga in there. Oh, shit. That nigga been in the bitch a long goddamn time. And I had to put the motherfucker in the closet. Thank you.
7 o'clock in the morning and the rays from the sun wake me. I'm stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me. Then a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face, like what have I done? How could I be so stupid to see her laid here till the morning sun? Off the track of time, oh, what was on my mind? From the club went to her home, didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes, searching for my car keys, trying to get on about the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it, said you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy, said woman move out my way. Said I got a wife at home, she said please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home, she said her husband was coming up the stairs. Quiet, hurry up and get in the closet. She said, don't you make a sound, or some shit is going down. I said, why don't I just go out the window? Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. Shit, think, shit, think, shit, quick, put me in the closet. And now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house. Then he walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. He walks in there with a smile on his face, saying, honey, I've been missing you. She hops all over him and says, I've cooked and ran your bath water. Telling you now this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar. Throws her in the bed and starts snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what the f*** is going on? Not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone. I tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate, but from the way he acts, I could tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, there's a mystery going on and I'm gonna solve it. And I'm like, God, please don't let this man open his closet. He walks in the bathroom and looks behind the door. She says, baby, come back to bed. He says, let's say no more. He pulls back the shower curtain while she's biting her nails. Then he walks back to the room. Right now I'm sweating like hell. Next under the bed, then under the dresser. He looks at the closet. I pull out my Beretta. He walks up to the closet. He pulls up to the closet. Now he's at the closet. Now he's open in the closet.
Well, we're back. Lately, we're coming through your motherfucking speaker. Now, I'm going to transfer the mic over because DJ Gabby the Gift has something else he wants to say, and then we shall proceed with the show because we have a caller from 347 that wants to speak, DJ Gabby. So we're going to see what's up.
All right. What's popping? Once again, it is my birthday. You know, Libras put the L's in the air. All right. Shout out to my big man, King Floaty in the building, the official bread man in the building. Yeah, we out here getting it, y'all, Rock City DJs. Check it out. We got a few callers on the F, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to see what's popping, and you know, we're going to go in like we always do. We got about a half left up on the show right now. We live. We in the A, or wherever the hell you want us to be.
Okay, let's bring a caller in. See what's going on. We got DJ Swerve on the line. We got, I'm so fucking high. Oh, that juice is killing me. And then we got CJ Pimper Sweet in the fucking O. And then we got 347 calling from New York. What's going on?
Yo, what up? I got a story for DJ Gabby.
All right.
Mr. Gabby, you remember two girls in Niagara Falls named Connie and Wendy?
Oh, shit, say word. Well,
Well, it probably was a few people peeking.
Oh,
it was
shit.
It was rotation.
Who the fuck is that? You could be Rotella.
You remember you used to ride up there with your boy? We pick him up and bring him back to Ferry Avenue?
Yeah.
What's good, my nigga?
What's poppin'?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, now, that's a birthday present. That go way back. That go way back. You know what I'm saying? Whoa. Hey, yo, that chick one of them chicks might be in the A right now. I don't know.
Oh, no.
All right, well, yo, I ain't mean to put them out there like that, but it's all good.
Yo, what's poppin'? How you, fam?
Ain't nothing, man. Hey, man, I was listening to your joy.
Yes, yeah.
You're talking crazy to motherfucker, but it's all.
That's what's up.
This
Harlem calling in right now.
You got
Harlem World hearing you right now.
I'm not talking crazy.
No, you must be doing your thing.
Nah,
y'all
just cool, man. Y'all having fun. I just called to say happy birthday, man. I just called to say happy birthday, man. That's all.
That's my nigga.
Yo, what up? Homegirl is talking right there. She got a picture up on the net somewhere. I want to see what she look like.
Hold on. What's that?
Let me just tell her a little bit on the song.
What was that? Okay.
I need you to describe me.
Let me see. Since we gotta step on the side and go into porn mode.
Be careful.
Remember Homegirl from what's that TV show that did that joint with my man Remington Steele? You know what I'm talking about?
Mix her
with Buffy.
She got ass like Buffy?
It's somewhere in that ballpark.
Damn, my nigga, I gotta get the ATL.
Both of them look good. We don't mess with nothing that look good. Now, if we watch a video or we live, it don't matter.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? We, hey. Okay, we don't mess with no rubbish.
Okay.
All right, so, yeah. But
then
yeah.
You wanted to know just the physical. Okay, now you can go to Facebook and look up Tequila, T-A-K-E-L-A, and then Lady Libra, one word, and then Farner, B-A-R-N-E-R. Or you can go to tag and look up Lady Libra number one. Check me on all those faces. Hot Top Lady Libra.
Okay. Tequila Lady Libra Burner.
Lady Libra Burner.
Lady Libra Burner. I check it out.
Or just Google Tequila Lady Libra.
Okay.
Or Google Hot Top Radio. That's
you
got what's
me,
up.
Man. Yo,
where you calling from?
I'm calling for Harlem.
Harlem. Okay, Harlem.
Yeah.
All right, let me go.
So, Mr. Gabby, man, like I said, happy birthday. Hold on one second.
Yeah. He was going to put a special guest on the line. Who the hell is special guest? Hold on. What's that, man? What up, my little G?
Happy birthday, Gary.
Yo, appreciate that, man. How you?
Happy birthday, Gary.
You can't hear me?
Nah, I got the headphones on, but you know me.
Oh, I was about to say.
He broke the fuck up, Gabby.
Yo.
Yeah.
Next month, October 9th, I was in the Nationals in Minnesota. Holler at me before I get out of here.
Who, Minnesota? What? Minnesota? What?
Minnesota. Taekwondo Nationals.
Oh, shit. Hey, we gonna see before then, my nigga. Appreciate the love, man.
All right.
Shout out to everybody on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah. All the world checking in. That's my man right there. Y'all need to know who he is. Just, watch your back when you watch me. You know what I'm saying? for all those ladies that like to come out this Tuesday, you know, see you him come, I will be at the M Bar. That's right. That's the M Bar, as in money, bring some. That's on Peter Street in the A.
And that's 257 Peter Street, that is. I will keep it classic because I keep it classic. That's the artist showcase that I will be touching them tables. You know, I always got to touch something. So if you think you can stop me from touching these tables and maybe want to touch something else, please see you M Tuesday night at the M-Bar. All right? What's going on now?
Okay, we shall proceed with talking about that's a sneak of these thirds because Swerve is always sneaking and peeking. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to understand what happened in the situation when I got caught with the nigga in the closet. Shout out to yourself.
Well, now he's staring at me like if he was staring in the mirror. She yells, honey, let me explain. He says, you don't have to go no further. I can clearly see what's going on behind my back, in my bed, in my home. Then I said, wait a minute, now hold on. I said, mister, we can work this out. She said, honey, don't lose control. I tried to get him to calm down. He said, oh, I should have known that you would go and do some bogus stuff in my house. But the Christian in me gave you the benefit of the doubt. I said we need to resolve this. And he stepped to me, I'm like, whoa. There's a reason I'm in this closet. He says, yeah, what are you talking close? I met this girl at the party club and she told me she didn't have a man. Then he said, man, please, I'd kill you if you didn't have that gun in your hand. And then I said, but your chick chose me. He said, don't give me that match, please. His phone goes off and then things get a little more interesting. He says a little closer. I point my gun and says I'm not the one you after. He says, son, I bet you didn't know my man. Did she tell you that I was a pastor? I said, well, good, that's better, right? Why can't we handle this Christian life? And I started to put the gun down till I thought they still had a frown. He started crying, saying, baby, I'm sorry. Then he said, baby, not as sorry as you're gonna be. I started inching out. He said, no, I want you to see this. Said, I gotta get out this house. And I tell her, reveal my secret. I'm like, what is going on inside his head? Then he takes his phone and calls somebody up and says, hello, baby, turn the car around. Listen, I just need for you to get right back here now. He looks at me and says, well, since we're all coming out the closet, I'm not about to be the only one that's brokenhearted. She said, what do you mean? And he said, just wait and see. I said, somebody better talk to me. And then his phone rings. He picks up and somebody says, sweetheart, I'm downstairs. And he's like, I'll buzz you up. I'm on the fifth floor, hurry, take the stairs. And I'm like, who is this mystery lady that you're talking to? He says, in time you will, we'll know the shocking truth. Baby, this is something I've been wanting to get on my chest for a long, long time. Then I said, girl, I'm a huge boy.
Happy birthday, DJ Gabby the Gift.
Hey.
It's a Libra season, y'all. And it's that's a sneaker peek Thursday. So which one is, you know, which one do y'all feel like should be is the best? To have a sneak, to have a sneaker peek or be Libra season? I think it'd be Libra season. And then have a sneaker peek. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do both. Shout out to Swerve. Swerve on Swerve.
Happy birthday, my ass. You right here sleeping with niggas that's coming out the motherfucking closet and all that shit. What the fuck is you doing? I told you about that badass head. Tell you about that badass head you be giving.
Wait a minute, hold on. Shout out to Juicy. Juicy.
Hey, happy birthday.
Appreciate it, baby.
Shout out to Sweet.
All righty.
Okay. Shout out to N.O.
Wow.
Shout out to Fed.
Kevin Miller.
She's somewhere sneaking a peek, y'all. That's why she did not call me. She's somewhere sneaking a motherfucking peek. Can you say roll the fuck up? Can you say roll up in detention? And you know how back in the day they didn't give you detention, you picked up paper on the hallway. This motherfucker gonna cut the grass.
Work the first
time.
I'll take both of them. It will work.
Well, shout out to Swerve, man.
Who
dick
was in your mouth?
Oh.
Who dick was in your mouth? This is our radio. We don't keep secrets. We one big family.
It wasn't hard. It was cool.
What'd you say?
Who dick was in your mouth? You heard me. What's the problem?
Oh, you said who my pussy was in. Oh, okay.
Hey, you know what? On that note,
okay.
You are not my motherfucker.
Don't tell my business. Don't tell my business.
You know, I like that. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to motherfucking Pat. That's what I'm talking about. Nigga, keep your bitch pussy in your mouth or to be in somebody else's. Women,
right.
Keep your dick in your mouth. All right. Nobody else. Shout out to New York. Hey, go put it in your mouth. Stop
what
bringing
else?
My phone.
Suck a nigga dick.
Shout out his mouth. We supposed to tell my sneaking the goddamn feet. You tell my special somebody sucking on your dick. No, I'm all put up and I stick to the topic.
You can't sneak no feet no more than that.
We're gonna have to goddamn redo this topic because nobody's talking about sneaking on nothing, and I'm mad.
All right, I'm gonna pull it out. You can sneak a feet right now.
You gonna pull out of what, sir?
Out the covers.
Oh, you gonna pull out of one of the covers?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull out from under the covers.
Or just put it in my mouth.
Sucking your dick for an outfit.
Huh?
Sucking your dick for an outfit.
You stupid! Sucking your dick for an outfit? Do I look like a bitch that's sucking nigga dick for an outfit?
Oh, no.
If I'm going to suck a motherfucking nigga dick, it's because I didn't woke the fuck up.
Write him up, girl. Right.
I ain't got a nigga to suck a nigga dick for an outfit.
Uh-uh.
What's it going to cost for a pork chop?
Well, you are woke the hell the fuck to slap the fuck up.
It's all good.
Hey, man, that's
like
an NO, man. You know what I'm saying? That old school shit, man. You know
what I'm saying?
You know it.
I got one for him. In reference, to the Libras. You know, put your L's in the air. And ladies, I just like to say, it's okay to take an L.
You know it from the right, because it costs effectively wrong to laugh. She's as mad as she want to be.
I'm gonna give a shout out to all the Libras, man.
Thank you, man.
It's y'all time, man. Hey, fellas, y'all better capitalize with all the Libras out, baby, and they swallow.
You nasty motherfucker, when you say yes, and leave it like a garden, it's
like
something
here,
probably.
Yeah, baby.
Hey. All the
Libras out. Hell yeah.
I appreciate y'all swallowing, man. Y'all make life enjoyable.
Yeah,
You know what? You are. You know, you're going to keep on, you're going to be on permanent suspension for a whole week.
What time that start?
What time it start? Now it's all sad if we're having a pussy tasting contest. That's what time it start.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, motherfucker, yeah.
So y'all got a room right next to us?
We still take the applications. Applications in the
now the casting is over.
My nigga's won.
Completing applications. Bow on reserve.
I'm sorry, it's gonna be so many people rolled up today. I ain't got no face. You know what I'm saying?
He's begging everybody.
This shit is wild. I can't take it. I can't take it.
For everybody.
Well, you know what, y'all? It was this dude that was, you know, call me. You know, I didn't tell you I do counseling on the side.
You just run on the side.
And he was like, you know, this thing, you should have gone be confidential. Talk about a showstopper. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be confidential. I'm bound by the high talk radio law not to tell nobody nothing you tell me. So he like, for real? Because I want to tell you something. I say, tell me, I'm Lady Libra. As a matter of fact, I probably already know her because I already know all things. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, he sit down and he start talking. So he tell me about he had a girl and his homeboy had done slept with him. And I was like, Shona. Then he sent me a CD to tell me the rest of the story. That's some fucked up shit. Shout out to the first offer.
Thank you.
Well, world, looks like we're going to have to continue this topic to the next time as well. Because ain't nobody answer me shit about sneaking a goddamn peek. The whole switchboard woke the fuck up. They woke the fuck up. All somebody could tell me to do is suck a dick for an outfit. And I told the goddamn man, I ain't got a fuck no dick for no outfit. You going to buy me a motherfucking outfit. We got a motherfucking peanut, other goddamn Libra. Libra, stand the fuck up. Stand the fuck up.
What's going on, people? Let's move, man. Thought...
What's happening, Libra man? It's the first day of Libra season. It's going down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. All the freaks. Call them out.
Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I need you to say something positive about how we having a party every Saturday at Infrared.
Can you say something positive?
We have
good parties at Infrared, but please bring out the freaks. Please.
Look, man.
I mean, you know, I'm a Libra, man. Shit, I love fucking shit. It ain't me if I ain't talking about fucking.
That's all I talk about. Keep your nigga dick in your mouth so it won't be nobody else's. Oh, excuse me. Y'all know I got three. I'm sorry. I got three things on. Damn. I just blood out shit. I'm sorry. I am so fucking sorry.
What's up, man? How everybody doing? Who all online?
We got DJ Swerve on Lane to Lane. We got Pippin' Sweet. We got In the Fuck O. We got Fat on this motherfucking shit. And we got Juicy. No.
Juicy,
I you can.
If y'all ain't seen Juicy, if y'all ain't never seen Juicy, but it is true.
Juicy.
Oh, yeah.
Can you say it once the fuck
up? Shout out to Swerve making Libra swallow G.
So you say roast the fuck up, guys? Did you like that? Did you like that Showstop exclusive?
Yeah, I liked it.
You did? You sure?
Mm-hmm.
How many blocks should I have tonight? How many blocks should I have?
Not really.
I even make sure that your opinion counts. Because the higher you are, the better it sounds. Because you're really able to dissect every melody in the motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm feeling it for real.
Okay, shout out to 38 Hot. How about that?
Yeah.
Right. Shout out to Red Brothers. BBM, stand the fuck up. You the Libra.
Stand the fuck up.
I'm up, man. I'm higher than goddamn gas in April 08. You.
Oh, shit. Nigga, you hell.
Okay, that's through the sound.
I'm up through there right now.
No. You know what? Can you stop by here?
And if you say click, go home and say hell no.
You can't drive high and click on.
They got a new charm for your head.
What it called?
Driving high. Know what that means? Driving high. That's D-H goddamn R. That charm cost you $700 to get out.
Damn.
That's what my ounces of my good cost.
Damn.
For real talk, man, I'm on the line. I'm fucking with y'all niggas, man. Y'all need me to be out to the party October the 2nd, man. Celebrate with your boy at Banky, little Banky FV 103, man. We doing a bid, man. Club Infrared Underground Lounge, you know what I'm saying? Come on, now.
Who the fuck hosting,
motherfucker? You about to be out. Oh, Lady Libra hosting, man. You know what I'm saying? She hosting, you know how it is. One of the finest Libras in the motherfucking city.
Partying with your motherfucking ass.
Hell yeah, shit.
I mean, you know, Lady Libra get high and fall out.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that motherfucker.
Hey, man, I think it was Juicy turn from high top to high top booty. Y'all got big ass booty. I had told my wife that the other day.
You know you wrote up. You know you wrote up.
Wait till you see our Halloween costume with Wayne.
Man, I hope it's two booties on the left.
Oh, man.
Y'all got twin booties.
I'm sorry, man.
I'll keep it 100, man. I told my wife about the booty.
You wrote up? You know that, right?
My wife's the one pointing at the booty lately. She's like, I didn't know her booty was like that. I'm like, baby,
pop a rubber band on her.
I know, my nigga. Put a Coca-Cola on her, yeah.
You know what? This is fucked up.
shoot the gun for the guys of the thug one time, the pimp and players, man. Shoot the gun for us one time. Salute boss shit sometimes. Man.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, y'all, and then we got to continue with what we were doing.
Once again, shout out to all the Libras in the building. It is DJ Gabby the Gift. Thanks for the love on the B-Day, all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Rock City DJs in the building. Don't forget, every Tuesday, I keep it classic. You know what I'm saying? ATL, stand up. That's Peter Street. M-Bar, 257. You know, I said it all out of order, but that's what the fuck I am. I'm out of order. You put it together. That's right, all right? Don't forget, next Wednesday, September 29th, the biggest networking event in the A. I networking in Atlanta with my man, Brandon Milch. Big shouts out to him, Firewolf and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Got Soul ENT, Shantae Lene. We got my girl. Don't forget, yo, come check us out, for real, for real. Because we doing some shit, all right? 73 Management Group, Reno Rise, all right? Penny Blanco, Holla, Future Delegate Entertainment, you know, Gabo, September 28th, his album dropping. Taylor Bone Jones, see ya.
You know what? I'm so sick of these damn Libras. They damn crazy. I wake up every day praying that I'm not no motherfucking Libra. You know what I'm saying? Because Juicy, I don't appreciate what he had just said about this should be Hot Talk Booty Radio or some shit.
I mean, Hot Talk, I ain't say Hot Talk Booty. I said Hot Top. You ain't got them Juicy Booty. You see, put both of y'all booty and y'all walk together. Y'all block sun.
Can you say wrong the fuck up?
Put my hands on her.
Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness.
You got, hey, you got a light skin booty and you got a dark skin booty. That's daylight and night.
Yeah.
You know what? They don't think they know me. They don't think they know me.
Hey, man, I told y'all I'm hiding in gas right now. I'm telling you, man, for real.
I'll be. Ah,
on the street.
Hey, man, let me ask you something, lady.
Where are you checking in from,
Pat? I'm checking in from the car.
You know what? Did you sneak a peek in the car? Did you get freaky and freaky in the car?
Who that is?
Who that is?
I'm saying, did you sneak a peek in the car? I mean, a sneak a freak a sneak, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm trying to say.
Who on the line?
Have I ever sneak a peek in the car? Yeah, I have.
What kind of car you got?
Yeah, the kind of car you got.
Hey, I got a lot of cars, but you know what I'm saying? The best fucking is in the little car. So you can stay in one position, crab it up. Yeah. Big car, you be burning around it, motherfucker. So let's fuck. We can fuck in the Ford Focus.
You know what? We use a hell of a drug.
We use a hell of a drug. Damn.
All you gotta do is kick the ass in the back of the neck and put him in the trunk, doggy style.
That's it. That's the best way to do it. Eyes in the trunk.
Real?
Yeah, that's the best way, man. Trunk.
Yeah.
Trunk your ass.
Yeah,
my best fuck is in the Ford Focus.
Can you say roast the fuck up?
I say I be fucking it, staying focused.
Brandon, they motherfucking.
You know, you stupid as hell. You know, you
really don't think I'm a guest or something.
I need to get, but we just ain't. It's Libra, you.
Guess what? Flyer, do your clothes out, please.
What? Beat your meat.
Good night.
Do your clothes in Spanish.
You want to beat my meat?
What is that Spanish?
Hold on. In Spanish, that's ching puñeta. Ching puñeta.
El mito, mi mito.
Nigga, that's your clothes out.
Yo bito, mi mito.
Okay, can you say roast the fuck up in my pinto? You got sweet pussy.
Yeah, man, I just God bless the gangsters and the pimps and the thugs and the mats and all the other outcasts, man, you know.
Nobody fucking deeper. Leave it to you, sweet. Leave it to you. Go ahead, you know.
What's good?
Go up. Go ahead.
Bend it right quick, you heard me?
Mm-hmm.
We doing our closeouts right now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
The night went by fast as fuck. Go ahead, too fast and furious. Go ahead.
I know. Shit.
Go ahead, Juicy. You delayed reaction as more violent. Told you, fuck up. Go ahead, Juicy.
Y'all disturbed me. I'm about to go eat me some goddamn pussy and shit. Y'all done stirred me.
Wrap it up. You know, in the heat of the moment, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's hard to stop when it be so good. You know? So, you know what I'm saying? Just walk out and get a situation at me, and then I'll get that with you. Now I understand. You know, she's like that. They being disrespectful. It's just hard to stop when it's so good. So, hey, understood.
Damn. You know what? Tina, do your clothes out. Tina. You know what?
Shout out to
Chris. You exactly motherfucker why Eno go again. Eno go again.
I gave y'all sneakers from gang earlier, though, man. If y'all gonna sneak around and
where are you gonna send the bill to, guys?
I told them folks, man, if y'all gonna sneak, man, whatever information you get, man, keep it to yourself, man, and keep that shit moving, man, at the end of the day, man, because nigga ain't got a lot of kicking. You trying to tell us I ain't gave these folks no type of game back, no sneaking and stuff, and the whole bar rolled up, and so, you know what I'm saying? I just had to go back on rack up, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know you my cousin, you know me, you raised some of your write-ups.
Hey,
oh, man. It's my call.
I ain't gonna meet you.
What else, cuz?
Yep.
I was saying, he erased some of his write-ups, but I'm not.
Erase that motherfucking shit, you know what I'm saying?
We have held it down once again. Now I'm tired, high, and, you know, one sneak into the peak. But however, how about showstopper? Shut the hell up before I put your ass on mute.
Now,
ladies, at the end, I'll teach y'all, keep it tight, fresh, and wet. Fellas, sneak it. Make sure to peek it. Do whatever you gotta do to keep it happy. So that way she won't be calling other people. Fussing because you ain't fucking her right. That's exactly what was going on. You mad at me because he ain't fucking you right. And you want to wake me up because you can't sleep.
Take a peek before you eat.
Shut up. Shout out to Biking. So, once again, I want to thank you all for tonight. Catch us again on Sunday, 9 o'clock, same place, same time. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker.
Right.
And I'm going to let Gary tell y'all where y'all can follow him at, because y'all already know
can follow us at Hot Talk 2010 on Twitter.
The Swerve, man. Yeah. Club the Django tomorrow night. Check us out. Swerve G checking in.
You so
I once again, DJ Gabby the Gift. Thanks for the love. Been a big B-Day. Wish y'all knew. Just follow your boy at DJ G-A-B-I-E. That's DJ Gabby, G-A-B-I-E on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? IKeepItClassic.com. Come check us out. Inball every Tuesday. Brandon Milchevitt. Networking in Atlanta, September 29th, next Wednesday. Make sure you're in there if you want to get your game popping. For real, all jokes aside. Be your ass up in there. All right.
Well, y'all heard that date? They leave.
Yes, baby.
Y'all keep hearing that stuff come 29. Y'all know that my B-Day, right? So, y'all, everybody, please fucks with me on my B-Day. If y'all want to come get high and cash, y'all need to call me. I got that cash.
Holler at me when we get off the air. I got you. September 29th, Opera. All right?
For sure, man. Okay. That's right. I get your number for Labor Libre. How are we going to do it? Yeah. I got that unleaded criminal.
Real talk.
Yeah. Hey, man, lately, before I get out of the phone, I'm going to walk in the club and do the show. I know you're going to play that Shout It Low feature the bird, bro. I know you got it. I gave it to you. It's exclusive.
Okay.
I know you're going to put that on. You got to give it to the city.
Yeah, I
can't play it tonight. It's not on the system.
Okay, hey,
you will.
What's that?
Swear
I ain't taking my write-ups away.
Huh?
You were up.
I'm on up. Oh, shit.
You too. Okay. Get Judy and Judy Mama. Y'all hold up.
Baby, you know I'm having a switch board on Sunday. I'm having on that on the switch board Sunday. I've been having to do some things with the switch board.
I'm going to make sure. It's hard.
Hey, man. Juicy, do turn a nigga on, man. You can't even have a meme with her looking at her. Hanging out, baby back real.
I'm gonna walk up behind her and put it in her hand.
Oh, that sounds like the plan right now. I'm going to bleed it, bro. That sounds like just hold a goddamn hot dog bun. I'm going to bring it to you.
You know what I'm saying? Hold that for me, baby.
Hold the ketchup and mustard, baby, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Swear
it's a curse
that,
having a big butt. It's really a curse.
Yeah, it's
sometimes I'll be trying to tape it down.
Work it.
All right, well, I will have that new song by the Bread Brothers on Sunday when we come back. We'll catch y'all next Saturday on the 10th for the pre-parties starting off for the Libras. Until then, I holla. Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming.